What's up, y'all? This your girl, Lady Q, checking in on this Tuesday. First and foremost, I want to thank God and my ancestors for giving me the opportunity to speak to y'all and exposing my thoughts. So, this Saturday, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones are going to be fighting. If you don't know, now you know. I'm not going for anybody. I'm going for Mike Jones. So, either Mike gonna win or Jones gonna win. Whoever win, I don't care. The thing is that they're like legends. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be real epic to see these two motherfuckers in the ring. They said it was some rules that they got to go by. I don't know what the rules are on the tip of my tongue. I forgot, honestly. But I don't want no rules. Me, personally, if I was Roy Jones, I wouldn't fight Mike Tyson. And I'm not saying that because I'm scared to fight. I'm saying it because look at him. You know what I'm saying? He got a whole tattoo on his head, for one. He looks crazy. And he's just too calm for me at these days. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell that he did a lot of soul searching and meditating and doing things, you know, to find himself. But he has a strategy, okay? Like, if you listen to him talk and watch his interviews and stuff, you will see the type of person he is, and you can tell the growth is there. And I wouldn't fight him because mentally he would probably be on some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? It's I don't know. It's crazy to me, but I definitely want to see this. I'm not really big on boxing terminology or how to make the calls or however they do it. I do have an eye for things, and I love watching boxing, so I'm like so ready for this shit. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. A lot of people been saying that they think they're going to go to the fourth quarter. A lot of people are, fourth round, sorry. A lot of people are going for Mike Tyson. Me, I'm just going to say this. Mike Tyson, he's older. I don't know how much older, if they run the same age or not. But Roy used to be quick. I don't know how quick he is now. So I don't know if he even, you know, I don't know. It's like weird because it's been so long. Can they move? And I know when you're an athlete and you keep yourself up, you can still do certain things. But it's just like, oh, I hope, you know, nobody's arthritis kick in and nothing like that while this shit is going down. But definitely something is going to be something to watch. It's going to be very epic, historical. Outside all the bullshit 2020 has brought, there has been a lot of historical moments in 2020. But, you know, it's almost like the anticipation for the Gucci and Jeezy versus battle. This is anticipated. This is highly anticipated for me because I like boxing again. But it's just something that could be super, super exciting. So hopefully you guys tune in and watch these two gentlemen do they thing Saturday. Also, Shakur Stevenson, I don't know if y'all know who he is, but he's an upcoming boxer. He's young and he's quick. He kind of puts you in the mind of Floyd Mayweather. I'm not really big on Floyd Mayweather, but I peeped the comparison, and I love how arrogant he is. I love how quick he is. I love everything about Shakur Stevenson. Like, when I first seen him box, I was like, oh, that's my man right there. He's gonna make it. He's gonna come up. So I got my eye on him. I'm probably gonna be rooting for him forever because I see something in him. It's a few other boxers that he cool with that I like too. I forgot their names, but him right there, like, he's somebody that I really have my eye on. I was like that at a young age with Roy Jones. I love Roy Jones when I was younger, but now it's Shakur Stevenson. So I'm rooting for him. He has a fight coming up on the 12th of December. If you are into boxing, you know who he is. If you're not, check him out. He's pretty dope. I see a lot of good things coming to him. Hopefully he doesn't get too big headed, and hopefully they build up his roster, because it looks like they're not trying to put him up against too many people. But, you know, I don't know if they're doing that for a reason or not. But at this moment, I really, 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 really adore this young man. I hope he gets to where he's going, you know. But anyway, check out Roy Jones and Mike Tyson this Saturday. I don't know what channel it's going to be on, but bet I'm watching it. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Tuesday night. Be blessed. Be productive. Keep everybody in your prayers and your thoughts. And I will do the same prayers to everybody because this coronavirus is not playing. I have a family member that has it. Two of them really in. It's getting real. Shit is like, it's a lot different from what it was when it first started out. Like, a lot of people was kind of ignoring it. At first saying, oh, it's fake. It ain't going to happen to me. But now that shit is really hitting home for a lot of people. So we got to really stay the fuck out the way. A lot of people are not going to listen. But if y'all please stay in the goddamn house for a couple weeks so we can clear this shit out. So motherfucking kids can go back to school and life could be normal again because they are shutting shit down again. Kids that were in school are coming back home. Kids that's already home are still home. Like mine. Please, please stay out the fucking way, man. Just stay your ass in the house. If you ain't got to go grocery shopping or to an appointment or anything that's realistic, just stay in. Please stop taking trips and doing all this stupid shit right now. I understand life goes on. I understand y'all got to move around, but it's a lot of people getting sick right now. And we gotta take that in consideration and look out for us and look out for everybody else because just because you think you ain't going to get it on me, you're not going to get shit, you know. And I was one of those ones, too, like, COVID man-made, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the shit is real, and the shit is really affecting a lot of people. So please, 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 if y'all can, stay the fuck in the house until all this shit is cleared up. Because the longer y'all niggas out here doing dumb shit, the longer this shit gonna be around. And everybody complaining, stop complaining. Make that change. Anyway, this your girl, Lady Q, checking out, man. And I'll be back to holler at y'all on Thursday. Peace.